Okay, gentlemen, that completes our other business. Before we move on to reorganization, let's refer back to our public hearings and get those wrapped up. And our first public hearing was the conditional use number 1932, Tanya A. Gibbs and Kim Juan L. Gibbs. Mr. Johnson, that lies in your vast area of responsibility. Do you have a thought or a feeling?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not prepared to make a motion on this matter tonight, but the project location does lend itself to concern on my part in terms of the appropriateness for where it's located. Given that I personally traveled up and down that road, and I have in the past many times in the travels, and there's not, to my knowledge, any type of semi-commercial related project in that area.
Not apparent, anyway.
Not apparent. Yeah, you have your family businesses that, you know, are tucked back, or your landscaper, daycare center, daycare home. It's different between daycare home and daycare center.
True.
Given that those are my thoughts. I don't know about the other commissioners.
Anyone else wish to comment? I will say that I admire Ms. Gibbs' entrepreneurial spirit, but I also share some of the concerns that Mr. Johnson has.
Well, with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1932 for Tanya Gibbs and Kim Juan Gibbs, my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1932, Tanya A. Gibbs and Kim Juan L. Gibbs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.